game.
University of Maryland Athletic Director Damon Evans. Damon, good morning.
What's up, fellas?
What's happening?
Not much.
Man, I'm chilling.
Yeah, I bet you are out there in Nebraska, man. It's I'm sure it's pretty cold out there, and you guys will be facing a red hot Nebraska team. And look, the Terps are hot on their in their own right, coming off another nice win on Sunday. What are you expecting to see in this pivotal Big Ten matchup tonight?
I'm expecting to see us win. Just to be real candid, I like the way our team is playing right now. Kevin has them playing as a cohesive group. Our starting five is. They've really been good. I know Derek Queen was exceptional this past game against Rutgers in the stat line that he put up. But when you look across the board, we're shooting the ball well. We've got a good post game. We move the ball around well, and we can space the floor. So I'm excited about the opportunity tonight and look forward to coming out with a win.
You mentioned Derek Queen and his big game on Sunday against Rutgers, and it was so much made of all the scouts in the building and, you know, the two freshmen on Rutgers going up against Queen. Just what were your thoughts when you're seeing him have his best game to this point in his career?
I'm happy for that young man. Derek is a phenomenal athlete and basketball player, but he's an even better person. I've enjoyed getting to know him, and we got to see on full display all of the tools that he has in his tool chest to where he can shoot the step back jumper. He was rebounding with 15 plus rebounds. Can score the basketball in so many different ways and really helps to open it up for all of our other players on the team. So excited for him and what he did. And it's a huge point of pride when you have a young man who can play to that level.
All right, Damon, we got Andre Powell back in the fold, special teams coach. So is the coaching staff, is it done?
You know what? We're still working at it. I know Andre Locks is excited to have him and work with us. And he has over 35 years of experience and obviously been in this business for quite some time. So it's good to have him back on this staff, and we'll move forward. And I know Lox is trying to make sure that he gets his staff fully solidified, and he's doing so, and we'll continue to work with him and help him make sure that he has a coaching staff that can coach up the players, develop the players, and position us to have some success.
Hey, Damon, you know what's crazy is I was reading that article about Texas Tech the other day on their portal stuff. I mean, to me, football is crazy now, but I mean, that's the way it is. So it is what it is. But I mean, they went out, they had a game plan or whatever for the portal, to attack the portal. Three dudes, they paid over $1 million to each. I mean, to me, because there was talk of like a Nick Saban being a czar, somebody being like over football to kind of, that understands football, that can kind of control things.
Right. Well, you know, this is an interesting time. We're in a transitional period because we're moving to this new revenue share model that begins July 1, in which student athletes can be paid directly by the institution. That's sharing revenue up to $20.5 million. We're still right now in this collective period where collectives were doing that for student athletes, raising money and then paying those student athletes. So you got this transition period where collectives are still spending dollars. You got these new dollars coming on. So you see maybe an increase in what the payments look like. We'll see if that levels off once we get into this new era of revenue share, this new era of prohibition against third-party pay-for-play, where all third-party deals have to be run through a clearinghouse, anything over $600. So there's a lot to be worked out, but I'm not surprised by what I'm seeing at Texas Tech or anybody around the country.
It's Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. We're talking to University of Maryland Athletic Director Damon Evans, who joins us on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Damon, the Lady Terps, they've won two straight themselves. And Coach Brenda Freeze hitting the big milestone last week, getting her 600th win after that victory over Oregon. Just when you look at Brenda and everything she's done in her career, what impresses you the most?
The consistency. The level of consistency, and a high level of consistency, to where she has our women's basketball team in the picture every single year. to compete at a high level, not only for the Big Ten championship, but to go out and make deep runs in the NCAA tournament. The number of players that she continues to put out into the pros, and the 600th win, which I want to congratulate her and tell her how much we appreciate her, is just another testament of her body of work and how hard she's worked to put us and herself in a position to have such great success. So it takes consistency, fellas, and she's just a testament to that.
Well, they're back on the court tonight themselves at home taking on the Lady Cornhuskers. And this is a Maryland team that has won two straight after beating Washington in the last game. What do you want to see from the ladies tonight to keep that momentum going?
Well, tonight, all these games are significant for us. We can't take Nebraska lightly. I want to let everyone to know tonight is our pink out game. So come on out, support the Terps, wear your pink for breast cancer awareness. But all these games are pivotal, especially when you're trying to, one, secure a good seed line in the NCAA tournament, but also when you're looking for that double bye in the Big Ten tournament. So this is a big game for us tonight. I'm excited about how we're coming off of the West Coast trip to go out there and get two wins, and for Smichael to have a career high in 36 points when we played at Washington. We're sitting in a good position, and I expect us to continue to build momentum.
Now, Damon, what about the other sports? Now, let me just say that the wrestling team, that was, although they lost to Penn State 35-10, that was a hell of a performance because the competitiveness that they had. And that's the most points Penn State's given up all season. They beat Iowa, the number two ranked team in the country, 30-8. So losing 35-10 was not a bad performance at Penn State.
Our wrestling team has really improved. I've seen significant improvement in that program led by Alex Clemson. When you're in a conference like the Big Ten, as far as wrestling is concerned, the most competitive conference in the country in wrestling, and to see what our student athletes are doing, he's put together a great game plan. So I'm pleased with where we are from a wrestling perspective. And then you know the traditionals, the men's and women's lacs going on. I know our men's team is ranked number 6th in the country. They're off to a 2-0 start. Just coming off a win at Loyola, and we host number 2 Syracuse on Saturday at 2 p.m., so that'll be a big one for us here. Women's lacrosse is going to open its season on Saturday against number 6 Syracuse at 11. So a lot going on with lacrosse. Matt Swope has our baseball team opening up in Charleston, South Carolina on Friday against UAB. We're playing in a tournament there. Softball went 3-2 out at Arizona State and got a great win over number 21 ranked Cal. And gymnastics competes at Washington. Tennis at VCU and Towson this week. And golf and track and field are also in action. So just a busy time of the year, but it makes it all the more fun to get out there and compete and win.